And now, Adore, we are going to go from that conflict to a happier locale. We're going to go to Beijing, where we're going to join in with Jeremy Schapp. He is covering his 7th Olympics through ESPN. Now, Jeremy, before we even get to the sports, it seems like everyone always wants to know what the weather is like in Beijing. How's it doing there?
Well, it's a lot better than it was a few days ago, I'll tell you that. I mean, the skies are much clearer. It's not nearly as hot and humid. Well, it might be technically as humid because it has been raining for the better part of the last couple of days, but the conditions much more manageable than they had been. It was really miserable here for a few days, but this kind of adheres to the standard pattern. You get a really bad, terrible week, which was last week, and then things start to improve a little bit. It was only about, 80 degrees today and a little bit rainy, but much more comfortable.
And we should remind everyone, you are calling from Beijing, where we're coming up on sunset. What a day today. Let's start, of course, with the men's relay team and Jason Lezak.
Yeah, I mean, really a remarkable performance. Of course, you know, everything has been reduced to mission Spitz for Michael Phelps to win 8 gold medals to eclipse Mark Spitz's record of 7 gold medals in a single game from 1972. But he can't do it alone. He needs his teammates in the relays, obviously, to come through. And Jason Lezak, who is 32 years old, not quite as old as his female counterpart, Dara Torres, but old enough for a swimmer, put on a spectacular show in the anchor leg of the 4x100. 100-meter freestyle relay to secure for Phelps his 2nd gold medal of the Games and to keep him perfect. Lezak needed to outrace one of the fastest swimmers in the world, Alain Bernard of France, to win the gold medal. He just outtouched him at the wall. The U.S. set a world record. In fact, the 5 teams that finished 1 through 5 all were better than the previous world record. And so Jason Lezak keeping Michael Phelps's dream of 8 gold medals alive today, a spectacular race, really. If you haven't had a chance to see it yet, you should watch it.
And let's talk for a minute about some of the other people on this freestyle relay team.
There were 4 racing today in the final, and also of significance, Cullen Jones from the New York tri-state area became only the 2nd American of African descent to win a swimming gold medal at the Games. And he didn't have his best race. His was the slowest of the 4 legs, but still awfully fast and good enough to help the U.S. win this event, which it had not won in the last 2 Olympics, which is unusual if you look back at the scope of Olympic relay swimming history, which the U.S. tends to dominate.
Now, another team and game that was in the news, U.S. men's volleyball team, they just played a game without their coach, whose father-in-law, a prominent citizen of Minneapolis, Minnesota, Mr. Bachman, was murdered in China. Talk about the game for that team.
Yeah, yesterday the U.S. men's volleyball team played Venezuela, and obviously all minds were on Barbara Bachman, who was still in the hospital. She is still in the hospital. Her condition has been upgraded from critical to serious. She was with her husband when he was attacked and murdered. She was seriously wounded, as I just said. They were with their daughter, Elizabeth, who was a member of the U.S. women's volleyball team 4 years ago in Athens, and their son-in-law, Hugh McCutcheon, the head coach of the U.S. men's volleyball team. He was not with the team. He was at his mother-in-law's bedside when the U.S. Defeated Venezuela yesterday. And tomorrow, the U.S. plays again. They play Italy. And obviously, no one knows at this point
whether
Hugh McCutcheon
is going to
return.
Yeah, Jeremy, this is Adore. It's a heartbreaking story. But let me ask you a quick question. I know you. You haven't been at 7 Olympics.
Yes, 7.
When did you start? When you were 2 years old?
No, I was 22 in Albertville. I was, I was already voting and drinking and all those things,
All right.
Legally.
Well, some of us haven't been to one yet, and we're hoping to do it. Jeremy Schapp, I want to thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Jeremy Schapp, apparently covering his 7th Olympics for ESPN. We're going to have more on the Olympics and other news here on The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.